You're listening to Alternative to Sleeping with Ethan Allman. And that was Erica Inns, and I've got her on the phone. Erica, how's it going?
Hey.
Did I say your last name right? Is it Inns?
Innes, but that's okay. Close enough.
Well, what is it really?
Innes.
Innes. Okay. I like that. Sounds like Ennis. Like John
Ennis.
Yeah.
Innes. Innes rhymes with Guinness. It's Scottish, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, cool.
For some reason, if I say rhymes with Guinness, that confuses people more. They're like, wait, it right? So I don't know why, but that makes them say it even more wrong.
Well, do you spell your name E-I-R-E-R-I-K-K-A. Is that like a stage name, or is that what your parents did?
My mom did that. She wanted me to be unique. It just sort of doomed me to a lifetime of having my name misspelled.
Right.
People always remember there's like two of some letter, and then they just pick one, like two R's or an extra A, and just all kinds of stuff.
So, do people ever pronounce it wrong because of that?
I've never had anybody pronounce Erica wrong. Okay. I was surprised how hard Innes is for most people, though. A lot of people do say that one wrong.
Yeah, it's not completely obvious, so I do apologize. But
oh, no problem.
Okay. So, now, I really appreciate you putting a post about the interview on your website. Not many people do that, but I really appreciate it when people do.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I put it on my website and Twitter and Facebook. I thought that'd be cool.
Yeah, I really, really appreciate that. It was really cool to do. Now,
awesome.
Now, how long have you been doing stand-up?
About 5 or 6 years, probably 6 years now.
Okay. And was it something you'd always been interested in, or... did you start it on a whim?
Well, I was actually really scared of doing stand-up, but I wanted to do it since I was, like, a little kid and saw other comedians. But I had, like, really, really bad stage fright, so I was like, I'll do it next year. And then my mom finally just said, you know what, like, go do it. Otherwise, you're just going to be really old and bitter and regret the fact that you never tried it.
Right.
So I do stand-up because of my mom. That's, like, the opposite of... like what most people do it for.
Right. Now, I've been listening to your CD. It's really great. It's called Sex with Nerds. Just came out, I think, last month.
Yeah, March 15th.
Cool. Now, you know, you don't really do, like, the stereotypical female comedian topics. Do you do that consciously, or is that just kind of your style?
I just talked about what I thought was funny and, like, was important to me, and it just... I guess it just ended up being kind of, like, weird or not,
yeah.
Like, I don't know. Yeah. I'm naturally weird. It wasn't that hard to do.
Well, I really like it. It's really good. Now, is this your first album?
Yes, that is actually my first album. Yeah, I've never made one before. So it's
okay.
Kind of fun to try to figure out, like, how to record it. And I'm really lucky. I met some really cool people who could help me record it and stuff like that.
Oh, cool. Was it all a one-take recording or a couple nights?
Well, there's one 25-minute set on there, and that one is, like, that's one take, and then there's another set on there. Like, I know some people do, like their very funniest take of, you know, whatever joke it is, but I didn't have, like, the funds for that, so I was just like,
oh.
I'll do one awesome set, and then another awesome set, and, yeah, so that's pretty much it.
Cool. So, now, tell me about the last track of the album, the your comedic tribute to John Cage.
Oh, okay. What do you want to know about it?
Well, I just wanted you to explain it to me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I just thought it was funny because John Cage wrote, I don't know if you could say he wrote it. I mean, I guess he did. It's a song. Actually, I don't even know if it counts as a song. It's like 4 minutes and 33 seconds long, and it's just silence. And there's actually, like, if you go on YouTube, there's like this video of an orchestra playing it. They're just sitting there in silence. It's like the best thing ever.
Oh,
and I
wow.
was like, I want to put that on the end of my album as like a comedic tribute to that. So that's my tribute is the last, there's 4 minutes and 33 seconds long. Then I found out they were selling the tracks individually, and I was like, I hope nobody buys that track by itself. That would suck. You'd be like, oh my God, what a jerk.
Oh, man. That'd be really funny, though. People would be instantly hating you after that.
Well, I think sure there's 34 tracks on the album. Like, there's, and like, you know, there's plenty of comedy. Oh, I did get one complaint. So it's the last track was empty. Like, you'll live. Think of it as a freebie.
Oh man, that's great. I think that's really cool. So now, do you just do stand up, or are you also doing improv?
I've done improv sometimes. It's like, I don't do it as often. I think it's really fun. I mostly do like stand up, and then I write comedy, and I make like short films.
Okay. So what kind of comedy writing do you do?
Well, I've written some like, you know, spec scripts of sitcoms, and I wrote a pilot sitcom, and I have a couple feature lengths that I'm working on, but like, I've been focusing more on shorts because they're easier to get made, right? Like, I write it and I'm like, I gotta fulfill it. It's really easy to do. So
right.
The latest one I made was, it's called Pool Pirates, and it's about like a bunch of pirates that, they get shipwrecked, and, they need a place to live. So they try living in this woman's backyard pool, which she really doesn't like. And so the film is about her trying to get them out of her pool.
So are these online? Can we see them somewhere?
You can see like, the first part of the pirate movie on my YouTube. It's geekgirl4242, or you can go to my, you could go to my website, which is, ericaennis.com. I can't believe I forgot the name of my own website. That was sad. I'm like, what's my name again?
Yeah, it's not like, you got that geek girl thing right out there, but, your own name is, very difficult. So
yeah,
now,
that's a weird thing. That's a good, yeah, that's kind of awkward.
So would you consider yourself a nerd?
Yes. Yes, I'm definitely a nerd. I have been my whole life. So, I love Star Trek. I love, I write about technology on and off. I've done that for a long time.
Oh, cool.
I'm definitely a nerd.
Now, what is the absolute nerdiest thing that you do?
Like right now? live my life?
Specifically, is there like one thing that you're embarrassed to talk about because it's just so nerdy?
I don't know. I used to be embarrassed about being a nerd, but I'm not anymore. I don't know. I guess some like a couple nerdy things I do are like, I don't really like working out, so I figured out that if I pull the exercise bike close enough to the TV, I can play Arkham Asylum while I'm biking.
That's awesome.
Or watch Star Trek, and it's like one episode of Star Trek is the perfect length for a workout. It's like, you know, 45, 50 minutes. So, like, sweet, I'll just watch this old Star Trek episode and bike.
I think that's great. It's you're turning your nerdiness into something very useful.
And yeah, I guess other people might be embarrassed by that. I don't know. For me? I don't mean to be embarrassed for me.
Now, so do you actually have sex with nerds? It's the name of your new album.
Yeah. My boyfriend is a total nerd. Yes.
Excellent. So you do you discriminate and only go for nerds, or?
Not on purpose, but yeah, it always ends up that whoever I like is like a big dork or a nerd. Pretty much. Like my first date with my boyfriend, he took me sailing on a pirate ship. They had like the saying you could like go on a pirate ship in the bay. And, Yeah, so.
That's awesome.
There you go. It's kind of, I guess that could be embarrassing. I don't know. I thought it was really fun.
Yeah, it sounds, do you play like D&D or anything?
Yes, I have played D&D.
Is that?
And I've even done a LARP, like,
oh,
once.
Man.
Don't tell anybody that, oh my
okay.
God.
I'll delete it. I'll push the dump button.
Between
no.
You and me. No, okay. Just kidding.
You and me and, like, five people listening online.
Wait, yeah, just us.
The other couple hundred people are not paying attention right now. We can be assured.
Yeah, they're like, what? I was not listening yet. Okay, good.
So where are you originally from?
I was born in New York.
Oh, cool.
But where, I lived all over the U.S. So.
Where in New York are you from?
I was born in Manhattan, and then, like, we moved when I was really little to New Jersey, and we moved to Texas. And then I moved to Idaho, and then I moved to New Mexico, and then I moved to California. So,
did you move to California for stand-up?
Sort of. I moved for college, and then there was stand-up. So I was all, okay, cool.
Now, I see that you do some freelance. Did you go to school for journalism?
I went to school. school for English.
Okay.
Actually. And it just turns out you can be like, I have a degree in English, and then some places will be like, oh, well, you might be able to write. And then you write something, they're like, oh, it's good, and then, you know, you kind of get, like, more work that way. So that's pretty much how I did it.
Now, so you write for some websites. The Examiner, what kind of, you said you write technology articles?
Oh, for Examiner, I used to write music reviews. The technology stuff is just like, that's just, you know, I write manuals. It's not very exciting.
Oh.
I'm like, here's how to use your software. Don't push that button. Something will blow up. That's, you know, that kind of thing.
Now, when you write manuals, do you just have to completely picture the biggest idiot trying to use it?
Sort of. It's really weird. You'll be writing it, and you'll be like, take these 10 steps, and then you'll be like, well, someone could do this, and then you'll go, well, but only someone really dumb would do, oh, I better put that in.
Have you ever gotten, like, have you ever submitted something you wrote, and then someone's like, you know, upset that you maybe would kill someone because they would put their computer in their bathtub or something?
No.
Okay.
No. Hopefully it's not, that's like, I don't know if that's, yeah, I don't know, that's not like, I don't even know what to say to that. No.
So,
never happened.
So putting computers in bathtubs is not covered in the manuals?
No, I just don't think anybody would do that.
I don't know about
that.
Like, that
takes a lot of effort. I'm trying to even figure out how you do that. Like, you'd have to, like, bring your computer in. That's like, too much work.
If you have a laptop, though, I'm sure, you know, you could think that you could, you know, be safe and then accidentally drop it.
Oh! I wonder if that would fry you, though, if, like, it's just a battery. I wonder if it has enough voltage. Now I'm like, I have no idea.
You better start putting it in.
Now I need to, like, test this.
Maybe you could do an expose on laptops. Maybe you could get Apple to give you like 10 laptops, and you say that you're going to do safety tests.
Yeah, and I could drop them in like different pools of water and see what happens.
That would be cool, and then save like 5 of them for yourself.
Oh yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah. Do you get you know, free software, that kind of stuff, when you're doing these things?
I sort of get free software, like if I was working somewhere, and you know, they need me to use certain programs. I get those programs on the computer to use, but, like, I don't get to keep them personally.
Oh, okay. Are they ever,
if
like...
If they're, like, you're fired, I'd have to give all the stuff back.
Okay. So now, are they all things that you would actually use, like a Photoshop or something, or is it all, like, career-specific stuff?
Well, I mean, a lot of those tools, you know, they cross over for different things. So, yeah, like, you do get to use Photoshop, but, you know, you're using Photoshop at work. You can, you know, if it's after hours, I'm sure you could probably use it for something else, but yeah, I mean, technically you have Photoshop, but it's for work.
Right. Okay. So now, when did you start doing the freelance stuff?
I did that like to pay through going to college and stuff like that. So I've just done it alongside my comedy. So
mm-hmm. Well, cool.
Now, yeah.
Now, what is Sidewalks TV? I saw this on your bio.
Oh, Sidewalks TV. It was like it's a program up here in the area, and they just do like different interviews. Like they do like interviews with celebrities or musicians or local artists, and then they broadcast them a bunch of places. I don't know all the details for that because that's not like a current thing that I'm doing right now.
Okay. So, now, what kind of stuff were you doing for it?
I did interviews, like, on camera for him. I did a couple things like that.
Anyone notable?
Probably not, no.
Okay. So, are you into video games? I know you mentioned Arkham Asylum. What kind of...
Yeah.
What kind of stuff do you play?
Well, I play a lot of, like, I think they're, like, first and third-person shooter type games.
Okay. So, like,
yeah.
Halo? Do you play Halo?
No, but I play, like, Dead Space, and then I have Arkham Asylum, and then Bioshock 1 and 2. Really like those.
Are you an Xbox person or a PlayStation person?
PlayStation 3, yeah.
Okay. Now, when you're on the live chats, do you just get flirted with the entire time?
No, not so much anymore. I don't really go on those
okay.
on the gaming system. Yeah.
because you know I've gone on the chats before. And it's whenever someone who even sounds like they have a female voice, it just seems like it's a zoo of people. Like,
it's really funny. I remember like back when I played Diablo, I had a female character, and people were just really nice to the female character. I was like, you don't even know, I could be like a dude playing this character, and everybody's like, hey, like I'll save you, my lady here. I have like the sword, and I'm like, are you serious? What?
I had a friend who he played RuneScape. I don't know if you ever played that game.
No, I didn't play that one. What's up with that one?
It's pretty much like World of Warcraft kind of thing, Diablo, that kind of stuff. But he purposely did the female character, and he would get free stuff all the time just from, you know, horny, nerdy dudes who thought
he
was a girl.
I remember, like, I played a MUD, actually, where I knew a guy who had a female thief character, and he just, like, made her play, like, as a prostitute. And I was like, that's creepy, but, like, people gave him all this money and all this stuff, and I was like, I wonder how they feel knowing that it's you doing that.
Maybe she'll go on a date with me.
It's so awkward.
So now on your website, I don't remember the name. I think it's ericainnis.com, but you have a merchandise section. What kind of merchandise are you going to be selling?
I made like t-shirts for a couple of my film projects. I thought like one of them was kind of expensive. So for me, because like I funded it out of pocket, I was hoping maybe like that would offset the cost of making the pirate film, but I haven't posted the pirate film online all the way yet, so I don't know how excited people will be about that shirt.
Right.
and then I was gonna add, a couple other things. I'm still thinking about it. That's why this is coming soon. I'm like, I should probably sell something here.
So now, what about beer koozies and keychains, like any of that kind of stuff, or are you just gonna stick to t-shirts?
I guess I can make that. I don't know. I feel awkward after a while. Like, it was a big deal for me to make, like, a t-shirt that has to do with me.
Right.
I feel awkward if I, like, a whole line of merchandise for, look. Yeah, I don't know. It just feels weird.
Yeah. So your album, is it online only, or do you have hard copies available, too?
As far as I know, it's a digital release. So you can get all the MP3s, and then, if, like, some people were like, oh, well, I want you to sign something. So I was like, if you come to one of my shows, I'll sign a headshot. Or if you want me to mail you a headshot, you can email me or contact me on, like, Facebook or Twitter or something. And we'll get connected up. And then I'll mail people headshots. I've done that already for a few people.
That's got to cost a lot of money. Headshots aren't cheap to print.
Yeah, well, I have a whole bunch of them, though. So it's not really a big deal.
Aren't they like a couple bucks a piece, though?
I don't think they cost me that much. Mine didn't.
Okay. I guess I haven't really had mine printed in bulk, so maybe.
If you print them in bulk, they're pretty, they're not super expensive.
Okay.
So.
Now, what about the postage? That's got to add up, too. Why not just email them a headshot?
Okay. I'll email them a headshot and sign it. I'll scan it. That's a good idea. I'll sign it and then scan it and then email it.
And if you're good at drawing on a computer, you could just personalize it, but just have one actual signed headshot that you scan in.
Oh.
That would be very efficient, I think. And being into technology, I'm sure you're a fan of efficiency.
Yeah, I guess sometimes it seems like it makes everything take more time though.
Yeah.
Because, before you get, a few days to think about something, and now, with email, you're supposed to, email right back. You're like,
right.
I just email you right back. And it's like, well, now I don't have any free time because I'm emailing everybody.
Are you more of a Windows fan or a Macintosh?
I was always really, really into PC for a long time. And then I started making films, and there's just a lot of stuff for the Mac that make that really easy. So
are you converted, or you don't
I have
really
both.
Care? Yeah.
It's kind of weird when people ask me that, because there's 13 or 14 computers in my house, so I'm
really?
They all have different things on them, and they're from different time periods, so,
Is it like a museum in your house? What are you doing with all those?
Well, some of them I was just like, I don't know what to do with this, and it'll just sit there, and now it's ancient. It's like a 10-year-old computer, right? And then some of them, it's they kind of work. only partially damaged them. Like, I think I spilled wine on one. And then some of them, like they just have different things on them. Like, there's, like, a Linux box, and then there's, like, there's another Linux one, and then there's, you know, they're for different jobs, too, like, different projects I'm working on, so.
So they're all hooked up?
Not all of them. Right now I have, how many do I have hooked up that I personally use? I have, five.
Do you have any laptops, or are they all desktop PCs?
One's a big Mac desktop, and then I have, like, an old Mac desktop, and then I have a Mac laptop, and then I have this one that's running, like this Linux thing on it, because I was trying to, like, learn more about Linux. Mm-hmm. And then I have one that's old that runs Windows.
Now, do you do programming, too?
A tiny bit. I'm not any good at it. That's why I write about it. I'm like, okay. You tell me what you're doing, and I'll just tell people what you're doing. The part where you debug it drives me nuts. I'm like, I don't have the patience for it.
Now, have you ever bought software and then be like, oh, I actually wrote the manual for this? Or does that just not happen?
No.
You remember what you write about?
Well, because I write about, like, FPGAs. I wrote about FPGAs at one point, so I'm like, I'm not going to buy one of those. And then...
What's an FPGA?
FPGA, it's like a big programmable chip for a bunch of stuff. Yeah, I wrote about those a long time ago, though.
Now, the stuff that you write about, I'm sure just because of technology and how it moves, it becomes obsolete pretty fast. Is that kind of disheartening that, like, you spent all this time writing a manual and then, like, 3 months later, there's a new version that no one cares about, the one you wrote about?
No, because it's for a few reasons. One is that, like, even if something's a few months old, people bought it and they're still going to keep it, right?
Right.
Like, you know, you buy a car, you're not going to be all, oh, I'll just get it, you know, you're like, I'll just keep this one until it, you know, breaks down. So, you know, anything on it would still be important. And that's kind of true for a lot of technology. And then also, I just think, like, everything changes. So, I mean, you might not notice it if it's not technology, but the things change. So if you're not constantly updating and adapting, like, you're falling behind, and it doesn't matter if it's technology or the arts or, you know, science or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. So now, are you into, like, the comic book kind of stuff? Are you excited for Thor coming out?
I am kind of excited to see what they do with it. I have to admit, though, like, that wasn't one of the big ones that I read.
Okay.
You know, like
Batman, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I like some Batman stuff. I read, like, a lot of Image comics.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you into any Dark Horse comics?
Maybe. I forget, like, which ones that I might know that are from Dark Horse.
Have you ever heard of the, it was a comic series. I think it was four comics, and then they released it as a graphic novel. It's called The Secret. Have you heard of that?
I've heard of it, but I didn't read it.
Really? I do voice acting, and I'm the main character in the action movie. I don't know what it's called. It's like an action comic or something.
Cool.
Yeah.
Do you have it up somewhere?
I don't know. I did it for, you know, they paid me, and I don't know anything else about it, but.
Oh, okay.
Emotion comic, that's what it's called.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm like this crazy guy, and I don't know, it's pretty cool. I don't know. I don't really read that.
That sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah, I don't really read that kind of stuff, but it was a cool experience to, you know, to be in one.
Yeah, and for graphic novels, I liked, and I liked Watchmen, and I liked Neil Gaiman's Sandman series, and then the Max was pretty cool. Spawn was pretty cool. I read some X-Men stuff on and off, like, enough to, you know where to be outraged when the films came out. But it was kind of like, well, it's, you know, it's going to be a movie, so just let's see what they did with it, you know.
Right.
It'll probably still be cool. Plus, you know, if you make everything match up perfectly, sometimes it just doesn't work, you know, it doesn't really cross over.
I was never really into X-Men, but I saw the movies. I really did not like the third one. Did you like that one?
I don't think I saw it. I saw part of it, and I was kind of like, meh. I'll keep that one a miss. So.
Yeah, they killed Cyclops in the first, like, 3 minutes, and that just ruined it for me.
Oh, yeah.
I like Cyclops, so.
Oh. Yeah, I always thought he was sort of like a goody-two-shoes, even in the comic books. I was like, could you, like, chill out just a little bit? Like, but, you know, he's, like, all uptight, and he has to do everything perfectly.
Oh, I never knew he was a goody-two-shoes. I guess I don't like him anymore.
Maybe he wasn't. Maybe that's just what I decided.
Okay.
I don't know.
I've never read a comic book. I used to see the cartoons when I was little.
So, oh, yeah, the cartoons on the, you know, the Saturday morning. Yeah, those are pretty cool.
Yeah. I really love the animated series of Batman. I feel like that that's like one of the best things ever of Batman.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think Mark Hamill did the voice of the Joker
yeah.
for that, and that just weirded me out. I was like, you know, like looking at Star Wars, and I'm hearing the, you know, crazy Joker voice, like going, "Oh my God, really? He did, like, wow." That's
yeah,
cool.
And I guess he does the voices in the Arkham Asylum games. He does Joker.
Yeah, and that voice is a pretty crazy voice. Pretty cool.
Yeah, I think he's the best Joker. I like Heath Ledger, but I think Mark Hamill really is the best.
Yeah, it's an amazing voice. The voice in the Arkham Asylum game, he's hilariously demented. It's
right.
They're like, he's... I mean, you can unlock his character in the game, and the stuff he says when you're playing the character Joker against all the other characters in the game is pretty funny.
Oh, so are you like fighting Batman, or are you fighting criminals?
Well, you're supposed to play it as Batman, obviously. But if you get to a certain point, you can unlock Joker, and I don't know how to do it yet. My boyfriend did it.
Oh, okay.
With his character. But like, I'll watch him play it, and he plays as like he'll play Joker beating up like a room full of guys, and just the quips Joker has when he's beating everybody up is. I'm like, did he just say that? It's just funny to watch.
I feel like I should get the game just for that. That sounds really cool.
It is really cool.
I'll see.
It's got amazing graphics. It's really beautiful. They spend a lot of time creating the world. It's a great game.
Now, is it the first one or the second one?
I think it's the first one that I'm talking about.
Okay. Yeah, I know they just came out with a new one, or they're coming out with one. I wasn't sure. Well, Erica, it's been really great talking to you.
Yeah, thanks for having me on the show. This is really cool.
Of course, anytime. Anything you want to promote, let me know. We'll get you on.
All right, cool. Thanks for letting me mention my album too.
Oh, of course. Yeah, that's the whole point. Sex with Nerds. It's out now. iTunes, Amazon, Napster. Eventually on T-shirts, Rhapsody. Right?
Yeah. Eventually. I think of an image for that.
I'd have a suggestion, but I'm not going to mention it on the radio.
Okay.
Erica, thank you so much for the call, and we'll talk
to
you soon.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
All right, take care. Bye. That was Erica Innes, and you can check out her website, erikkainnes.com.